Mashujaa Day, Sports Cabinet Secretary, CS, Kipchumba Murkomen has expressed satisfaction that the Kwale Stadium is almost ready to host this year's National Mashujaa Day FETE as its construction enters the final stages. CS Murkomen says as the Mashujaa Day celebrations beckons, the stadium's readiness is seen as a significant achievement in the government's broader strategy to decentralize sports infrastructure and ensure equitable access across the country. Contractors are racing against time to complete a series of transformative projects in the coastal county, such as the new multi-million shilling stadium, new county state lodge, and several affordable housing projects. Kenya's affordable housing program, with its related building and construction, will be showcased during the event, providing a platform to highlight the progress and impact of the government's efforts in meeting citizens' housing needs and stimulating economic growth. He says as the country is gearing up for the 61st Mashujaa Day celebrations, the national government will ensure that the new project is completed successfully days before the national celebration FETE. The CS says the stadium is constructed to high standards and can host national and international games and other events, thus promoting the growth of sports in Kwale County and the region at large. Murkomen thanked the Kwale County leadership for cooperating with the national government to make the event a huge success. Kwale County Commissioner Stephen Arinde gestures as Sports Cabinet Secretary Kipchumba Murkomen, Center, looks on while on an inspection tour of the Kwale Stadium that will host this year's National Mashujaa Day celebration. Speaking after making an inspection tour of the 10,000-seater arena situated in Kwale Town, he says the stadium is being developed to high standards and will feature a football pitch, running track, basketball court, and facilities for other ball games. Murkomen reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing the long-standing neglect of sports infrastructure in the coast, eastern, and northeastern regions. The coastal region has a lot of potential for a wide array of sports, especially water sports, but has historically been overlooked in terms of sports infrastructure, and so we are taking deliberate actions to correct this through projects like Kwale Stadium and the construction of sports academies, he said. The sports minister noted that the completion of Kwale Stadium is expected to have a transformative impact on sports in the county and the surrounding region. According to the CS, once completed, the facility will be capable of hosting both national and international events, providing a platform for nurturing local talent and expanding opportunities for athletes. The stadium will not only serve Kwale, but will also position the coastal region as a destination for sports tourism and competitions at the highest levels, said Murkomen, also highlighting the facility's potential to elevate regional sports development. Kenya Mashujaa Day is a cultural holiday celebrated annually on October 20 in Kenya. The word, Mashujaa, means heroes in Swahili, and the holiday is a tribute to those who made significant contributions to Kenya's struggle for independence from British colonial rule. Kwale Governor Fatuma Rakani says the coastal county is excited to host the national event, noting that it portends a huge economic advantage for the region. Akani has officially invited residents in the upcoming National Mashujaa Day celebrations that is set to be celebrated in the area for the first time since independence in 1963. A general view of the new-look 10,000-seater Kwale Stadium that is set to host this year's Mashujaa Day celebrations. Once completed, the stadium will enable the coastal county to have the capacity to host national events and attract all Kenyans to Kwale, she said, adding that she is inviting all Kenyans to the county and partake in the celebrations. As you are aware, the theme for the 60th Mashujaa Day is universal healthcare. We are inviting all the residents of Kwale County and the rest of the country, the PS said. The coastal county boss stated that the devolved government is making strategic plans to promote the local arts, culture and tourism and position Kwale to attract more people. She says Diani Beach, which is the main tourist attraction site in Kwale, has been voted the best beach destination in Africa for 7 years consecutively by World Travel Awards. Marking Mashujaa Day in Kwale is one of my agendas to improve infrastructure development to attract not only national but international events as part of efforts to promote tourism and investment, said Akani. Akani said many guests will camp in the area, which will increase the number of hotel bookings, reservations and businesses. As a county, we are very much delighted and optimistic that we will benefit significantly from this national event, she said. Akani added the move has enabled the achievement and completion of major projects, including the completion of construction of the modern stadium, tarmacking of roads, putting up street lights, along with the improvement of basic structures. She has asked the businessmen in the county to take advantage of the Mashujah celebrations in order to earn income as well as promote the economy of the county.